noting. I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to work behind the scenes. I'm trying to get her hooked up with maybe some other more mainstream reporters that can help get this out into the mainstream, get it out into the, like, really expose what's going on. It's not worth it exposing it after it's done. That's why I feel so, you know, compelled to do this right now, how urgent this is. Because, sure, you know, maybe 2 weeks after the election, you could get a report going, here are all the ways an undercover investigation recovered all the ways that the mail-in voting process was messed up. Like, that's like the Republican idea. The Republican idea is, well, we'll let it all happen and then we'll investigate. So you just be marking down things that you see. So later, once the fraud occurs, we can go back and see what happened. No, we have 11 days to stop this. We have 11 days to interrupt this. We have 11 days of warfare ahead of us. That's how we have to be treating it. So please, for the love of God, go volunteer. Go become a poll watcher. Go become a poll worker. Go put your body physically in between the Democrats and their cheating. Please, for the love of God. It's all I want. It's all I ask. It could be my birthday and Christmas present. Just go volunteer. Get active. And it's as simple as that. Because the Democrats are doing it. Democrats have the operatives. They have the people full-time carrying out their orders. We have nobody. We have nobody but you. Nobody else is going to do it. No Republican donors are going to pour a bunch of money into an operation to do this. It's too late for any of that. We still have time for you to volunteer, to go put yourself in between the Democrats and their fraud. Just, you tell me, what do I need to do to get you to do this? Do we need to offer a prize? Do we need to have a contest of some sort? Or is it enough that it's the fate of our republic in the balance? It's all I can do is try to use this platform to compel people to do this. We'll probably open up the phone lines for your calls. Maybe you can give me some ideas on how better to do this. But if you don't volunteer, if you don't go become a poll watcher, you kind of give up your right to complain afterwards, okay? So if you're planning on bitching about the election being stolen in the first week of November, you have no right, if you aren't doing something active today, to go become a poll watcher. Okay. Is that enough? Have I done it enough? It's just crazy. It's just one of those things. It's like everything in the conspiracy world where it's like hard to believe at first. And then you go a little deeper and you realize the thing that you were shocked and appalled at is just like the bare minimum. It's like just scratching the surface. And that was the effect this phone call was having on me, was just like envisioning this massive, well-oiled machine, this ant nest of activists just working in perfect coordination, opening the mail-in ballots, opening the military ballots, claiming that the scanners don't work, so, oh, we're going to have to do this by hand. And then up against this massive machine are like three women in Harris County. Three women out of, you know, 3.whatever million Republicans, there's three women trying to uphold the integrity of the entire election for that city. I guarantee you it's the same thing in every major city in America. Kind of shameful. My dad's doing it. My dad signed up to be a poll watcher. And she literally, like on the phone, she's literally begging. She's like, I just need you there by my side. I just need you so that they don't feel like they can bully me. I just need you there to stand next to me so like when they try to harass me, there's a 6'4" adult man next to me just to make them think twice. Like, that's where we're at this point. Is like, even volunteer to be a poll watcher, but what you're going there to do is be a bodyguard for the you know, people who are really making things happen. We're just descending into a third world country is basically what's happening. Basically, we can stop it now. We can put a stop to this now, or this can just be the way things go, and you just have, like, this just becomes regular, where it's just like, all right, the Democratic Party and all of their activists who just are on the government payroll full-time their whole lives, and they just, all they do their entire lives is dedicated to defrauding the system. And it's just whoever pays more gets more votes, and what was once a thriving republic just descends into total autocracy, total chaos, Congo-level election engineering. It's wild. It truly is. I have so many videos to get to, and there's so many events that have occurred over the last 2 days, each more absurd than the last. They're calling Trump Hitler, you guys. Can you believe it? I had no idea. No, this is really shocking. I was going to vote for him, but then John Kelly said 4 years ago, he said Hitler did some good things, and now I don't know anymore. Now I just don't know anymore. It's so ridiculous. From the postmillennial, Trump blast degenerate lowlife John Kelly over Hitler allegations. Honestly, there's something so childish about this. It's really hard to believe that we got to this point. And there was a tweet somebody put out, like, they really want you to take this seriously. They're really, like, they're, like, angry that people aren't taking this seriously. Jason Kent on X says of this John Kelly bombshell, "This isn't an October surprise. It's incredible journalism across multiple outlets, a confirmation from a respected witness, and audio to back it up. It will break through as it should." This isn't an October surprise, okay? This isn't some political gotcha moment. This is real, amazing journalism, groundbreaking stuff with a respected witness, okay? People are going to see how important and real this is. And it has audio, okay? So you can't say it's fake because there's audio behind it. Now, let me play you the audio that he's talking about. And this is just American politics at this point. It's clip number 17. I just read you what this was posted with. This is more than an October surprise. This is journalism at its finest. And this will break through, and it will destroy Trump once and for all. Here it is, the major bombshell story that has rocked the presidential campaign, with audio to prove that it really happened. Let's listen to the audio now.
He would commented more than once that, you know, that Hitler did some good things too. And of course, if you know history, again, I think he's lacking in that. But if you know what Hitler was all about, it'd be pretty hard to make an argument that he did anything good.
So what would you say when he said to you that Hitler did a lot of good things?
Well, I tell him that. I said, you know, sir, first of all, you should never say that. But if you knew what Hitler was all about from the beginning to the end, everything he did was in support of his racist, fascist life, philosophy, so that nothing he did you could argue was good. It was certainly not done for the right reason. And but he would occasionally say that.
What would he say when you would lay that out to him?
He'd just, that'd be the end of the conversation usually.
Whoa, bombshell, you guys. Bombshell, crazy bombshell. John Kelly references a conversation he said he had with Trump where he explained Hitler bad because racism. Whoa, how will Trump survive? That was the audio he was talking about. Like, they portray it as if it's like there's audio to back this up, as if it's Trump being like, you know, I actually love Hitler. There's audio of Trump, you know, actually Hitler's great and I model myself out. No, it's literally audio of John Kelly being like, well, I explained that Hitler was a racist, so even good things he did are bad because racism. It's like, wow, I never thought of it that way. Of course, the ultimate irony of this is Trump is absolutely right. Obviously, Hitler did some good things. That he was Time's Man of the Year. Like, maybe multiple times. Was it multiple times? No, he was Time's Man of the Year in, like, 1935. The Autobahn, Volkswagen. I mean, but this is the thing. I guess the big scandal is that Trump doesn't adhere to the childish cartoon villain version of history where you're supposed to just be like, no, but Hitler bad, racism bad, so all things Hitler did bad. It's like, I hate communism, I hate Stalin. Somebody was like, well, you know, Stalin did some good things. I don't even know any good things Stalin did, but I'm sure there are some. Yeah, he was a human being. He led a country for years. You can't do that without doing one or two good things. But no, because Trump isn't a little baby, it's a scandal.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.